I'm James. I'm sort of a developer and an instructor. We sort of formed the Craftsman Guild to be started with basically a community development. Myself and my co-organizer, have both developed the Craftsman Guild in real life, and we're just sort of thinking of completely more than we think it's going to be super awesome with Craftsman Guild going into Troy. And then we sort of get off right then. We get stuff like training units. We can make this happen. So that's kind of what we're doing. We're sort of taking on the agnostic with it. So I'm assuming most of you are developers and stuff is Christian because you just basically talk about JavaScript. So this is probably not the best thing. But I think it's sort of the current state of web development where you sort of have a million points to get on top of it. So you have to kind of run back and forth to come up with different points. Also, it might be a test. So, the last thing that I wrote for this is the tech stack that we have to sort of be familiar to work on our project, which projects a little bit this week because we actually worked on a bunch of small projects, and that's what we have things like Dog and Rick. We'll let Jasmine talk about this. But if we were sort of free to muck around with whatever you want, sort of like Dog kind of became the trial for that history, for example, that's quite interesting. But the tech stack that we use for that is, you know, it's like a bunch of data, and you just have to require, for example, whatever you need to do for the data. Some of the problems that we're trying to solve with this big stack of technologies. So we're looking to be a descriptive
Thank you.
like I have projects that were not that big. Like, it's a brand new job. reading my JCD first, but I didn't learn the stuff that was put up there. So the text blew up, and it's just kind of all about the magic box that you can now make a little money again. So that gets important with this ranking. We need to know what's going on with the data so that we can set up this thing you expect to be well, not getting it because they're not going to get a custom. If you don't know what's going on, so, now we're actually going to learn about the actual piece of stuff templating. So, HTML5 adds the ability to generate HTML5 templates on your page. And what that means is, when you pay these words, they are a part of the template that comes from everywhere. They just, the page is just going to have this template for the page, they just going to get them. And they would know that you can fill the program, the application itself, actually requires and this is actually what you have to do to make sure I'm not down. So, that's what you're trying to do. That's what you're trying to do. So, diamond content is just not the right to do it. But if you're okay, so if you just create this template column here, this thing just doesn't exist on the page. If you try to, if you really try to do it, but as soon as we just tap on this, so it's what people are doing now. We just go to the bottom from template. That's what actually brings it in and sticks it on the button. So, we use that template, which is the element that we just call it, which is what I'm going to do. And then, it talks to how many people are actually interested in anything. Like I said, content. And then, the second argument is for whether we want to copy stuff. This element has worked in several languages. And we say false, which will bring up the top link for content. So, it's a true. I think it's the top button. The templates that we're going to use before is we're going to look at. So that was actually pretty simple to get into the ranking templates. So it's effectively like you've got a simple thing application, you've got all these functions, and then you just stick them in every file and then you can just have them out of one file or just one file or something. And you just have them. Sometimes it's just a bit too much to get hold of them. Okay, so what the fuck are we talking about? So custom elements. So HTML5 has the ability to create custom elements. This works pretty simple, but we have works and things like in here for this is all working anyway. So elements. So take stuff. We've got that's what I'm gonna jump right into. So down here the first thing we're gonna do. So we're creating a prototype using this object that we created and giving it names to help with the prototype. This is the general way to get on with our prototype. We'll look more in a second when we have to it's an existing output. But once we do that, we add this crazy callback that says that. Creates a whole other thing. We can actually create like a cabinet template. So in this case, we do it in a custom cabinet, which means so what we're telling them, we're sort of going to come by and we're like, you know, we can like text it. So there's people that are going, I want this one to speak with the company. So it starts out the same. We're just going to do this with a 2% it's going to be a prototype, customer on a prototype, pre-combat, essentially. Here we're just dropping it. I'm just going to say, customer on a text it here. That's the thing. That's what I would give us that you have to have the dashes for that to work. So, just like before, we register the element, which is a net coming from the top. If you've done any of this, it doesn't seem like completely abstract. Okay, so. Sure. I don't think they will deal with it, but if you don't have a QA back, up to the deadline. Yeah, I mean, I don't super do that. Right. No, I mean, you wouldn't want to talk about the templates every time. Although, I don't think you would do that. You would just declare this and kind of get ready to file that thing like an architect so that it makes sense for it. You can actually make complaints and match this thing. That's true. So, shout out. So, this is actually something that has come us to the end. It's actually something we wanted to talk about. So, make sure that looks good. So, if you've ever dealt with the video tag or the input range tag, this actually uses the strategy. Once you've got that done, you're more careful. And it's actually what comes out of the discovery. And oh, look, it's just a bunch more things on your system. I'm actually reviewing the digital stuff to that. The digital stuff is another strategy because they're going to put type of range of the things that are actually done in enforcement. So when we do the same thing, you know, we think about it. It has to be a little simpler. This is the piece of the spectrum that makes me comfortable with it. I got this with isn't usually like the most technically sort of demanding part of this culture. There's a lot going on here. So I think there are some questions about that. So, last quick thing. HTML at work. So the other nice thing that we get is that we can actually, once we have a web component that we developed and went online with our kind of work to make we can actually pull it into a page using a simple one-line import. So, if you have this one, now this one we have multiple parts, so we're just going to index. So we're going to make import. So we can pull this in. This is the important one that separates it. So in the same way that we would pull like a CSS page, we use the link tag, but we reference the style sheet that's simple, and then we just reference that file. And in this case, we have the same we do the import, and then this not import is what's important at the top. The thing that's why it is important is to be this way. And so we're going to be looking at this thing, not import, which is going to essentially call you. And then to be honest, pretty standard, we just do the list of things, and then put it up there, we can actually count some of them out, and then we can implement it to the page, and things like that. So here's the other thing. Here's your import, and I'll import. I think so. At that point, I think you would say that import whatever is not import. I think that import object or import property is that this has to be the import. This is something like import. Is whatever the last thing you want to like. It's really important to have super feature for that. Just to make sure that I'm crazy. That is crazy. Yeah. So, and then if you notice, we've got a lovely color change there. That's two. We have a switch and a spot, which is what you want to do. So, you can actually have like, so if you remember the example from what I call like a bootstrap, you can turn bootstrap into a one line. I'm not sure about the sort of blocks of work and how that's going to be. Import.html, so it looks like it left over. Yeah, it's like it's close to my mind. That kind of tracks, because that's kind of how they do it, doesn't it? When you import templates and stuff like that, like it takes it like it's an index, but when they sort of pushing that on the crank thing. Like, you know, crap looks lower there. Data support, so that's always the next question, is where can I trace this stuff? And data support is still pretty awful. From an unprecedented standpoint, I don't but the product builds it can actually keep everything all the way back to our data. I think that's the end of the Instagram. So, for data, one of the things you can see is like basically crazy. So, some of those look like, I sort of feel like this is probably, like, I don't think in 5 years we're going to make the left of us, right? I think something like Tyler from the next step is going to have a couple of forefront, because there are some things that, I think you just get the top level. Like if you just have enough, like if you get all invested, tree structures and like you would just get the bare minimum. Like I'm not exactly sure what that would mean. Like we're having like just get the bare minimum. Well, the small district, so you would leave the line down to a tree. You have to explicitly like set up the top level. That's also true. Like it's not impossible to stop things that are in the explicitly go against the example of going out. If it's like a student or something, it's like, you know, or something like that. But then the specifically going against the last thing to try to do. Okay. No, I probably don't need to go into so I think. I think a lot of this is like, I don't know if the case is like, I'm not sure what the point of it is. It's like, the intention is being able to catch the right, like, having something that I can execute over people. And again, I'm not sure how it has to be done, or how it's been done. And actually, I'm going to tell JavaScript, it's the JavaScript that I'm on the way making everything with the JavaScript around here. If that turns out to be true, that's actually pretty sweet. That would only make sense if the JavaScript is that large, like only like 5 o'clock. Is that bad? Quite a bit of resources online, kind of the place that I did. The 25 course that I did was fairly in-depth. Sorry. No, but yeah, I think, like I said, this point, you don't have to let it go. So if you're going to make it, I'm going to get on this stuff here. Yeah, I think you could do something like I'll just say something. That's what I've got to